Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Again, deep breath, in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath, in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Cheerful Chat. Rolly the toy robot waited for the kids to return after lunch, eager to learn more from Billy and Emily. She wondered what else they would teach her today. The colorful little robot had so many questions about her world. She knew how to move forward and back, and what a foot was. Rolly also knew she could understand Emily and Billy through the tablet. Now she wondered if Billy and Emily would be able to understand her. The little robot hoped so. She had so many questions. At that moment, the kids hurried back to the table. They seemed to have a plan. Rolly listened intently as Emily picked up the tablet, smiling. Billy smiled too as he placed his favorite green train down in front of the robot. Rolly felt a cozy warmth fill her head as she heard, "This is a toy train." Interesting, she thought, absorbing every detail of the item in front of her. Billy moved the train across the table from them. Then the robot felt warmth fill her head again as she heard the tablet whisper, "Move to the train." The little robot rolled over to the train. Then she decided to see if the tablet would deliver a message from her to Billy and Emily. Rolly thought about what she would like to say. Once she had decided, the little robot thought about how the tablet communicated with her. Rolly had noticed a friendly warmth in her head just before she heard the tablet speak. Rolly wondered if that was how they communicated. The little robot filled her head with a friendly warmth and then beeped as she concentrated on her message. Emily watched her, feeling curious. Rolly beeped. Then the tablet beeped. There was a message from the robot. It asked, "What should I do now?" Emily began jumping up and down. She was so excited. "Look! Look! Look!" She shoved the tablet at Billy and pointed to the screen. Billy looked at the screen and began jumping up and down with Emily. "Rolly is talking to us," Billy exclaimed. Seeing how excited the kids were, Rolly guessed that she had been successful in talking to the tablet and began to hop excitedly herself. Billy and Emily saw the little robot hopping excitedly and laughed. "Rolly is excited too," Emily said. Then she took a deep dragon breath in and out. To calm herself. In between giggles, she said, "What should we ask Rolly to do next?" Billy smiled and moved the train again, placing it on the opposite side of a long train track that was resting on the table. Emily nodded and smiled, typing the directions into the tablet. Rolly felt the warmth and heard the whisper, "Move to the train again." The little robot glided over to the track and stopped to look up at Billy and Emily. She didn't know what to do. The train was on the other side of this track. The robot decided to try talking to the tablet again, since it had worked once already. She filled her head with warmth, concentrated on the thought, and then heard Emily giggle. "Rolly wants to know how to get across the tracks. I'll show her." And with that, Emily jumped. The little robot saw Emily jump and then felt warmth in her head as Billy picked up the tablet to type. Rolly heard "jump" as Emily jumped again. The little robot followed Emily's example and hopped up. Rolly concentrated and hopped a little higher than before. Rolly tried again. This time, the robot hopped up and over the train track to reach the toy train. She whirred and beeped with excitement. Warmth filled her head as she celebrated her achievement. Billy smiled and said, "Rolly says yay," and laughed. Then he pointed to a spot in the screen and said, "We had better let her recharge. Her battery is getting low." Then he placed a circle on the table. Rolly felt warmth and heard, "Rest on this. You'll feel better soon." The little robot realized she was tired and filled her head with warmth so that she could say, "Thank you." Then she rolled over to her charging pad. As soon as she rolled onto the pad, Rolly felt warmth flowing up into her body. She yawned and enjoyed the energy filling her batteries. The little robot thought of all she had to be grateful for. Rolly felt grateful to be recharging. She wanted to have more energy to play. The little robot felt happy to be learning so many things. Most of all, she felt thankful she had learned how to talk to Billy and Emily through the tablet. Rolly closed her eyes, gave herself a tight hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful evening. The little robot took a deep dragon breath in and out. And calmed. Rolly took another dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Rolly fell asleep, wondering what she would learn next. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.